One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've loved Wang for time, though.
No, but Wang's been building for a little while. Wang's erect. Wang's erect right now.
He's erect.
You know, Wang is the most common name in the whole world. I thought for out there.
Isn't it Muhammad? It's Muhammad, no?
No, I thought it was Muhammad as well. I was saying it to prove a point, and then I saw Wang, so I just put the phone close.
It's your phone. It. You're likely to see Wang.
What are you saying? Your phone said there's bare Wangs.
Today's episode, which is obviously an international break special, is brought to us by NordVPN, our friends.
Oh, it is brought to us by something.
I always wait for Vooj and Lumos to be here when we do NordVPN collaborations.
Did you do it last time?
Yeah, we did. So, Lumos, what is a NordVPN? Tell me, what is? I don't know what it's about.
NordVPN is an application that allows you to disguise your location so that sites can't target you with cookies, or maybe you want to watch something online.
Sick.
Things like that. Yeah, so like you can access iPlayer or whatever streaming service you want to watch wherever you are in the world.
It's important.
I used it in Greece, you know.
It protects you from malware. When you travel, you've already paid for a service and you want to get access to it, but unfortunately there are draconian IP laws.
I used it in Greece, yeah.
Shouldn't really exist. NordVPN are there. It's football season. Everyone knows how important NordVPN is around football season. You need to be able to master that IP. You need to be able to get access to your football everywhere you go in the world. One NordVPN account can be used across six devices. So, like, as someone who has multiple devices, I've got a laptop, I've got a phone, I've got an iPad. You need NordVPN for your security at the very, very least, but it also has the IP masking. It also has a lot of the elements that you need as a football fan online in 2023. NordVPN is crucial. And we've got an offer available.
What is it? Tell me.
With every purchase of a 2-year plan, you'll get 4 months bonus on top. That's all plans, standard, plus, and complete. That's actually a cold deal when you think that's six devices. And that is an amount that's less than the amount you spend every day on coffee for all that security, all that access.
What if me and Miles go on a date?
Can't go wrong. Two for one.
If you two go on a date, that's gonna knock off the price of your NordVPN. But you could do a date on Zoom and no one know you're doing it by masking your IP.
Cool. No hacks.
So click the link in the description to subscribe to NordVPN, get our special offer, 2-year plan, and you get 4 months bonus on top. And that is with all plans, standard, plus, and complete.
NordVPN is one of the things that's essential, man.
It's essential.
Is it?
Yeah, like, I don't know how people live without it.
I use VPNs, isn't it? I'm in Jamaica. I got to watch EastEnders.
Facts.
You can tell he's Jamaican because he goes to EastEnders, not EastEnders.
I think if we died all, when like a
died
comic,
all.
If we died all,
if we all died, so it's like if you die and I die, it's died all.
Hey, if a comet hits, that's kind of cool.
What's the evolution after that? Because when we get wiped out, who comes next?
He's got a good point, because dinosaurs happen to them.
Yeah. So what's next, man?
What survives a comet hitting? I don't know.
Roaches.
Roaches. Mm. So it becomes like a roach.
Roach town.
Boys, I honestly believe I'll survive that. I don't know why. I think I survive it.
No survival skills.
I can imagine you surviving as well.
Then you want to start twitching.
Who's going to wash your plates?
Jesus. They'll be broken.
They are releasing the aliens more and more, though.
Have you thought about what aliens will do recently?
Aliens have always been around, I think.
Which?
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, go on.
They have been releasing them more and more. like into the public consciousness.
Because of that Mexican nonsense.
Why the Mexican before nonsense? That. Even before, they've been teasing the aliens.
Yeah, but they just gave us that because we was bored at home. Here, watch your alien film. Go on.
I just think it's the newest distraction. Project Bluebeam. Look it up.
Blue Bee.
Blue Beam.
Bean.
Blue Beam.
What's the best alien related film?
Oh, that's a good one, T.
The one with the spaceship.
The one with the spaceship?
Yeah, the one.
Flight of the Navigator.
Nah.
It's probably Pokemon, isn't it? Where Mewtwo comes.
No.
They're not aliens, though.
Oh, I like that.
So what are Pokemon?
District 9. No, Arrival. Arrival.
Arrival.
What's Arrival.
That? What's that one?
Paul was good.
You what?
Paul.
Paul's terrible. Terrible.
It was bad, really. It's like a stoner movie.
Nah, it's a really bad film.
you watched it sober, Tigo.
I can't remember the name of the film. What's that film? They're like a cornfield. And
There's always cornfields.
Science, Mel Gibson.
That's the one.
You lie.
I like that one.
Nah, he's lying, man.
You mean I'm lying?
He's thinking of Scary Movie 3.
It's all right. Although that was a similar scene.
Nah, I like my scary films.
Scary?
He doesn't know what he's talking about, man.
It's October, so it's scary season.
Yeah, but my alien films, I don't like them serious. What's the one? Yeah, it's too serious.
Independence Day, then.
That's not
serious.
One. But there's one I can't remember. Yeah, and they have.
Oh, Men from Mars.
Yeah, those guys are class.
Was it Men from Mars? What's it called that? But I know what you're talking about.
Mars Attacks. Even I've seen that.
I didn't like that film, by the way.
They were class.
First of all, have you like Googled the space movie that came out in 1992?
Yeah.
Was it 92?
Yes. Yeah. My friend made me do it.
No?
Poet, can you Google what space movie came out in 1992? Please Google it and please read the answer, because I cannot.
Just while you're getting the answer, I think there's an alien on Filthy. One of us has to be an alien.
Poet, these exact words, eh?
Yeah, probably specs.
So what words would you like me to Google?
What space movie came out in 1992? Google, that's it.
But what if subtitles?
It's getting censored, but...
From outer space. this 26 minutes long.
Yeah.
26 minutes. Sci-fi comedy came out in 92.
It's about African-American homosexual aliens that want to take out women.
Yeah.
Why do they want to take out women?
Have I seen it?
Wait, why do they want to take the women?
They want to take them out, wipe them out.
But they're not a threat to them.
No, they just want the world to be men, I guess.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kids came out that
year. That's a big movie.
Good film, man. Yeah. I Blew Up the Kids or Shrunk Them?
It's a series.
Blew Up's the second one.
Yeah, Blew Up's the second one, isn't it? And then Honey, I Blew Up the Baby?
Honey, We Blew Up Ourselves. Yeah, I've never watched that one.
What's the one with the baby? Big Baby?
That's
baby.
Blew Up the Kid.
Boss
yeah.
Baby?
No, the Big Baby.
Baby! Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, yeah.
Oh, the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big one, man. That one's sick with the baby. The baby's just causing havoc.
What's the best trilogy?
Scary
that's
movie.
A good question. Because most trilogies have bad ends. Like Godfather's got a bad end.
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour 3 is bad.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, people say look, that's four though, isn't it? Lord of the Rings.
What you say, the Batman series, Dark Knight?
That's a good
show. Yeah, but the third one's rubbish.
The third one's not the greatest.
What's the third one?
The crowd are gonna be upset. Dark
Bane.
Knight, right?
Bane, nice. It wasn't rubbish.
It's rubbish, man. The first three Home Alone films are good, but there's like 10 Home Alone films now.
No, the third one was trash.
It's all right, man.
No, what? The third one was the one. What happened to the third one?
It's not even Macaulay Culkin.
Nah, but it's still John
Hughes. Nah, T, if you take out the star and switch him, it doesn't work.
Go.
Hangover.
Rubbish.
No way it's rubbish.
What? But I've been hangover once. If you're going to do it two more times.
Huh?
So you haven't watched two or three then? So you haven't watched two or three?
I have. It's rubbish, man.
You sound like you haven't.
Hangover's great.
Come on, my brother. Come on, my guy.
Look me in my eyes.
Okay, the first one. I remember the first one. They can't find the guy on top.
First
of
one's
the
Vegas. Second one's where?
I don't know. Look, I can just. It comes in my. I went to the cinema to watch it, so I can't tell you where the location.
You told
is.
Me it was there. Remember?
It's there. It's gonna come. It's coming. What's the one with the guy with the Asian guy? That he gets out the boot and he runs through the desert.
That's one.
Yeah. The third one is he gets married. Someone's getting married. What's the one when they're getting married?
They get married in the first one.
No.
There's a marriage in all three. No, in the first two. Sorry.
Oh, I see. So the third one, jog my memory. He's got to jog.
I think those films are rubbish.
Leave me alone.
I honestly feel those films are rubbish.
Oh yeah, it was Thailand.
Thailand was the second one, right?
Oh yes, because someone was a dentist in the third one.
He's a dentist in all three of them.
But someone's tooth got knocked out.
That's the first one.
It's scrambled. Man.
It's kind of there.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
He said that.
Did you say it?
Damn. Oh, you can't do Die Hard either because there's like five Die Hards as well.
Yeah, but it's 1, 2, 3 was good, man.
You can't do it. It has to be a trilogy. It just has to be 3. It stops at 3.
It's a hat trick, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's Friday.
Nah.
It's Friday. I don't know.
Wait. Friday, next Friday, and the Friday...
Friday after next.
I think Friday after what? Next is
Cat quality. Williams.
It was good. But the first one's the best one.
Do you think the aliens will come, though? Like, they'll actually reveal themselves?
I don't know what business they would have here. We bring nothing to the table here.
But are they real or are they like a projection of a government?
Oh my God, government. That's Vujic's buzzword, government.
But international break does mean that we're less passionate about club football because it didn't just happen.
Mm.
I would love to be like, oh, Crystal Palace, that 0-0 draw against Nottingham Forest. Let's talk about Murillo. Murillo looked class.
Well, Murillo looks all right, though.
He was under no pressure, but he did look good.
You're so rude.
No.
This is why John Stones hates you.
Mateta. This is why John Stones. But I'm going to introduce the panel from my left to my right. He's representing for Thierry Henry. He's still in England. He's not got long left. Are you still going in December?
2 months.
Where are you
exactly
going?
2 months.
Exactly 2 months. Where's today.
You going? Deployed.
Jamaica. Leaving?
No. I'll be back.
He cycles in and out.
Yeah, he does, innit?
I'm trying to... The winter's out, but I'm definitely leaving at that point because it's my dad's birthday. So I'm going.
Okay, happy dad.
That information was not needed.
His dad raises bees.
He's a beekeeper.
My dad makes banging honey. That's his side hustle.
Yeah. That's a good hustle, man.
Because you need bees as well. If you don't have bees, the earth dies.
Beckham has bees.
Yeah, yeah. I doubt his honey's as good as
why?
The bees.
Why?
Knees.
Jamaican honey?
Why are Jamaicans like this? Everything they do is better than everybody else.
I mean, I've had the bees knees.
Have you had Beckham's honey?
Pause. Not yet.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Lumos.
Well done, Lumos. Welcome. I should show some love.
He's representing, hold on, is that Nigeria 1996?
Yes.
1996, Olympics.
Yes.
Wanko Kanu. That's when I fell
in
love with
Kanu. What a great name, man.
Was it Tigo's kit?
No, this is my size.
But that's when I fell in love with Kanu, was that tournament. In the Olympics, they played Brazil. He scored a goal and he did this celebration where he was like drunk and he was falling over. And I just remember thinking, this guy's got more swag than everyone in the Premier League.
I just think there's something about tall, lanky, unorthodox players that are likable.
Are you just saying that because you're tall and lanky? And
maybe.
Van Hooijdonk.
I'm just projecting.
Van Hooijdonk was very unlikable.
Anyway, his name's Jordi, not Jordan. He's got his live show coming up in a couple of weeks in London, sold out.
Is Pusha T there or no?
Pusha T's on
the
show.
Am I headline show? I don't think I can get that.
Maybe you guys did a substitution and he does.
I don't think I can get that, man. What's going on, everyone, man? Jordy, not Jordan. I got nothing to report.
Quickly, thoughts on Drake album. Is it top five Drake albums?
It's not top five Drake albums.
Top 10?
I'm sure he's got...
Yeah,
I'm sure it's in top 10.
He's got 10 albums, isn't it?
He's got more than that, right?
Mitch knows. We should get Mitch. Mitch knows.
I'd say if you include the 21 Savage album.
Oh, I forgot about that. Rubbish. The one with Future, Diamonds.
And the one that came out before that as well. Yeah, before the 21 Savage one.
Aren't you guys bored of his album?
The House album. Yeah.
Oh, bro, got 10. My God. The House album.
It might creep into top 10.
Yeah, I think it's top 10. Hmm. He's got a body of work.
I haven't even listened to it.
Next on the panel, he's going to pull something out of his hat.
Oh, my.
He's been debating football on other channels. His name's Miles. Miles Fearon.
You rattled Boovy. You rattled Boovy. I saw it.
Yeah, a.k.a. Wiles, a.k.a. the best looking guy on YouTube. Boys, I couldn't get tickets.
I tried too, you know. I tried, I swear.
You didn't try. You didn't try hard enough, man.
I sent a couple emails.
I nearly tried.
I could have. Yeah, you nearly tried.
Yeah.
He was there the week before. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even know anything about NFL.
Yeah,
nah,
I
respect it, though.
But him, this guy, yeah, he's in bed with the Tottenham Stadium, fam.
I do love the
all crowd. The time. So, like, how he didn't get you tickets, I don't understand.
Sorry, Miles, man. We're just not like, you know, we need to, like, bond more. And then maybe...
Oh, you say you're not my boy like that?
No, we are.
You could just ask for a ticket. bro. You don't need to bond to get a ticket.
But you know what I mean, innit? We should go for a coffee, and then that would be it.
I need a coffee. Yeah. We've been for a coffee, though.
We've just been promoting you as a handsome man for a long time.
I know.
I do think you're handsome.
But thank you very much. And so do you, man. So do you. You know what? You was better looking.
Oh, wow.
When you had your fade. When he was that viewed, he was unstoppable.
So what? Nah.
He has a good fade.
A decent time. Yeah. Fair. But I feel like now... I think now maybe I'm more confident in myself.
So is it?
I actually maybe attract more now.
Is it the hair? Or I think it's the beard. If you had that beard with that fade, Vooj, unstoppable.
That's why, yeah, fair. I had a beard then as well, though.
But he was young, though. You've come into, you know what I'm saying? You're a man now.
Anyway, thanks, Miles.
We should date, man.
Hey.
I mean, if you want to.
No, that's not me.
Go get a coffee.
If you want to.
We should get a fade for you.
It's not for me. Just get a fade. Just get a fade, bro.
You can't even say that next to your ex, man. That's crazy.
Oh, you're a donut. I'm not nervous. I just didn't see it coming.
Next on the panel, Vuj's ex, aka Poet, aka at Poets Corner UK.
Poets Corner.
I'm trying to think what Poet's up to, but it's always stuff.
There's always stuff happening.
Nah, you're in bare stuff, bro.
Bro, I might need to slow down.
Nah, don't, man. Carry on.
Hey, we've got someone on Gasworks, though, that I knew nothing about.
Don't say his name because it'll never come out like always happens when we do this show.
Now, this one's going to come out.
Schultz.
Mo Dean?
You had Mo Dean on.
Big up Mo Bean, though. Good actor.
Mm. Yes. That's just the other guy,
Just our specs, man. Just our specs.
Bro, I've been asking a lot lately. I ain't getting anything. I'm getting straight to the source now.
Oh, you saying you want to bring it?
I'm getting straight to the source.
Shout out Ashley Waters as well.
Yeah, shout out Ashley Waters.
Now, Top Boy's done, man.
Speaking of asking for opportunities, going straight to the source, having a plug and still getting ignored, the star of Crop Circles 3...
Was he
not
in it?
Not Miles. Vuj.
Was he in there?
I was in it. Yeah.
He was in it.
Northwest's finest.
He had more than one scene.
He was in it.
More than one scene, my brother.
You were in it as well.
No, they asked me, but I said.
Poet, you're nasty.
No, they're nasty. Just they're say asking no. Man on the day, bro. They're asking man on the day, last minute. I got plans.
They could have asked me on the day.
Vuj is back. Jazzy's back.
Yes.
Jazzy's back.
Adam Deacon's back.
Yes. Yeah.
Flipping neck, man.
Squeezy. Adam Deacon. Adam Deacon's from like 03.
Jazzy. What? Vuj is not from... Oh, no, he's not from 03. No.
I'm like 010.
But boys, let's talk about football though. Let's talk about football. I want to just... Now we're a few games into the season, we can talk about what we think we know. And I don't want everyone to be like, oh, you never know. I want to know what people think they know. I think... Arsenal are in the same position they were this time last year. I think Arsenal are leading the title race, and I think they know it now. That's the difference between this year and last year.
I think City are in the same position they were last year.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're going to wake up in January.
Yep,
and win the Premier League in May.
And that's the thing is will that happen? That's the only question that I have, because one thing's for sure,
two things.
De Bruyne and Rodri, without them, that's not Manchester City.
They're back in Jan. Well, Rodri's just a suspension.
Yeah, it's just a suspension.
Right, but do you think Arsenal's going to be there the last 10 games of the season?
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you what Arsenal will do, though, and they should do, is sign a padman in Jan, a striker, a CF. I think they'll get Tony.
Well, when I mentioned it, when we was doing a show, somebody said I can't pick that player because he's on a ban. And I said, when he comes back in January, he's going to make us push on.
Of the show. That episode was not about
that. It don't matter.
I think... Arsenal could still buy someone not a striker.
Havertz. That position, basically.
I think you could push Havertz up front when you need a Havertz
up
front.
Okay. No. Oh, okay. No. Just it's almost there. Just do that.
I know.
It's almost there.
I never said he couldn't. I never said they shouldn't.
Oh.
I'm just saying what he was signed for. And do you want to put your hand up? And
No, go on. Tell me.
What was he signed for?
What did I tell you he was signed for?
To play up front.
Yeah, rotation. And you said Arteta's not going to spend that much money on a player like Havertz to come off the bench and play up front. He's going to pay him 8.
How many games he had off the bench, Lumos? 2?
He's not had a lot off the bench.
Does he play the Xhaka role midfield, like I said?
Yeah, he does. And I said he could do both. It's an option where he can play up front. Both.
All right, we're not doing this.
And which you're he did. Nowhere. He came off the bench and he played up front and he got
you
an assist.
You guys should go for a coffee.
I told you, Tigo.
You can't tell me. You told me that a player who's played up front for 3 years can play up front. You definitely didn't tell me that.
But you said he's not going to do that, and I told you he's going to.
I told you he's going to play in the Shaka role.
Do City buy in Jan?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to buy a
City
DM.
Buy in Jan.
They buy a DM.
City have not played Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, they get rid of him.
They need to get rid of Calvin Phillips. Yeah, he needs to go.
Can I ask a question? See, this time last year, at any point in between this time and say November, was there any evidence of that second system that Pep Guardiola was going to start deploying from January?
Yeah.
There was
because Cancelo wasn't playing. Cancelo was being pulled out of the team. But it was very small evidence.
Because I'm scared about the fact that I didn't see that coming. And then that definitely had a massive change in what happened in the title race later on. And I saw Mikel Arteta try to do some experimenting at the start of the season. It didn't go well. And he went back to what happened last season, kind of.
I think it did go well.
Attacking-wise, it didn't look fluid. You're right. It may have gone defensively well when we looked, but attacking-wise, we looked poor. And when we've gone back to the old system from last season, we look a little bit more fluid. I'm just scared that if Pep implements something again in January...
He's changing things already. Alvarez in midfield...
Yes.
He's changing things.
Is that only because Kevin De Bruyne and Rodri wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
So if they when they come back, Alvarez doesn't get a shoe in, I don't think.
I don't know. Because they signed Doku to play on that left. And I think that's going to completely shift the way they attack in the second half of the season. And I think Alvarez with Haaland and Doku, actually, you could have De Bruyne and Rodri as well.
I think they need to buy a right winger, to be fair.
Yeah, they should have done that.
They don't have no right winger.
Yeah, but then that's like Foden last season. He starts and then next, you know, Jack Grealish comes in halfway through. I'm scared Pep has something up his sleeve again.
Phil Foden, speaking on him, yeah. Great player, fantastic player. We've rated him for years. Is he getting away with it? Because he can ghost for the 8 or 9 games without doing anything.
Yeah.
And we don't really say anything about Phil Foden. If someone like Saka, who's his age mate,
This season has been good though.
Can I be honest with you lot though? I don't watch City.
No, Foden's been good this season.
Yeah.
You don't think Foden's been good this season?
He's had really good moments. He has not been good.
He hasn't. Yeah, he has. He
against
has
Newcastle, that yep, game yep, I watched. Yep, very, yep. very good game go against
on,
Newcastle.
Go, again.
Go on.
No, he's honestly. I've got a lot.
I don't
of
know
time
why you die on these hills.
Oh man, why? It's because I love Foden. I don't want to. I like Foden. I love him.
But
so all,
that's the thing. We love him, Vooch. Yeah. He's a talented player. But if think of it, if Saka was doing what Foden does and goes quiet for 8 to 7 games with no games, no assists, no impact, they're gonna kill him.
There's a difference, though. Foden isn't to City what Saka is to Arsenal.
Well, no, but this is why is Saka really, better. No one's really to City what Saka is to Arsenal.
I'd say De Bruyne is.
I would say on paper, yeah, De Bruyne and Rodri are and as close
Salah.
As it gets.
And Mo Salah to.
But I think Manchester City probably beat Arsenal if Rodri plays.
Who did they buy in Jan?
I think they buy a couple players. I think they buy a fullback. I think they buy. Have they? But
historically, though, have they done that?
Yeah, they do business in January.
I can't think.
Laporte they bought in Jan, didn't they?
Okay.
Yeah, they don't really buy in Jan. They didn't buy last year, Jan.
I think this year, A, they know there's a market for a few of their players this January, which is going to help them. Yeah. Yeah. I think Calvin Phillips goes.
That's it?
No, there's a defender going.
There might be. Yeah, there's probably a centre-back going as well, yeah.
Akanji.
John Stones.
Who's been there for about 2-3 years? Because Pep spoke about that whole every 2-3 years you need to change things to motivate certain players. So some characters potentially might be on the way out. Maybe a John Stones. Been there for a bit.
Wait, let me ask you. Tottenham.
Hey, Tigo.
Go on. Vooch had them winning the league.
I put Tottenham to win the league before the season started.
Why did you do that? Because you live next to their...
Well, obviously, I love the stadium. You know that.
You want to get tickets?
Or that as well, but...
To not get miles in.
Exactly. After our coffee,
I don't want to watch any Tottenham game.
I just felt, right, they might have like a Leicester season because there's other teams are sort of having these other internal battles, different narratives. And you look at Tottenham, no Europe. You know, they're obviously out of the League Cup as well. They've got the FA Cup and the Prem, and they're just going to focus on that. New energy with the manager. Kane really and truly was not the vibe after like last 2-3 seasons. He wasn't the man.
Kane would have been a vibe under Ange.
I think Spurs this year are Arsenal last year. Because they're playing with no pressure. No one can believe what they're seeing.
Are they doing, is it like an extended like new manager bounce? Because when we get into like December.
Maybe a good shout.
Because this, it's only 8 games.
It's a new manager bounce.
Extended.
I'll finish. I don't think it's a new manager bounce. Just because.
Bravo.
It's this.
You guys should date, man.
It's the way that he's playing that is beating teams. It's not just like a little bit of confidence. Like when he played against Arsenal, he changed a lot. Like you think about that first half.
They played well.
When Udogie was getting absolutely mercilessly destroyed. He brought those players in at half time and said, here's how we're going to approach the second half. And they were fantastic. And
Is that due to Rice coming off half time though? That plays into it.
Helps. But when the fullback can stand up against what is the best right winger in the league on paper, and really, 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 with a yellow card, and they have two midfielders on the yellow as well. He tactically is approaching every game differently. And that is the benefit of having no European football, is you do get time to look at your next opposition.
That's fine.
Week in advance and go, how am I going to approach that and that and that?
I think they'll be up there.
They don't have enough good players.
Yeah, there's not enough depth. There's not enough depth. And Son's probably going Asian Cup in January.
Yeah, he will go Asian Cup.
Put it on record, I still think they win the league just with luck. And I think the storyline, there's a space for a new storyline.
You love stories though, man.
Yeah, you but Vuj, are you just saying that or do you really believe that? Because
I wouldn't say I believe it.
No, he's actually believed it for a while now.
Yeah, but there's one or
but
two.
I have said it before.
They're one or two players away from falling right off.
Everyone is,
you know.
Everyone is, yeah.
No, not at the level of Spurs,
though. Not at the level of Spurs, man.
But Arsenal weren't last year and you're not nearly won the league.
Yeah, but we've...
No, but let's go last year. His point is it could be like Arsenal last year.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, of course, that's fine. But some of our players did drop off and we still went through that test. We still
won games.
No,
that's not what he's saying.
I'm saying, yeah, he said they're going to win the league. Are they even going to get to that level the last 10 games?
Probably not.
Because it might not even get to that point.
No, because there's going to be three teams this year, I think.
Liverpool, City, and Arsenal. Yeah.
So their drop-off is going to be worse than Arsenal not winning the league and finishing second. Their drop-off would be like fifth or something like that.
I don't think it would be a drop-off. I think it will just, they'll probably gradually lose points or drop a few games. And not the expectation of them is not to win the league anyway.
Mm. So
them making Champions League this year is great for Tottenham. No disrespect, but new manager, new players, new philosophy. They make Champions League, that's big.
I don't think
they'll challenge for the league though.
Man United, not enough. They're having this stinker. But there's always been this thing of Man United, when they have these stinkers, somehow they luck their way into a Champions League spot. But that is mainly because the Champions League spot's open. It's there, it's available. This year, I look at Newcastle, Tottenham, Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool.
Villa?
Man United, but I don't know about Villa.
I think Chelsea will pip you to that spot.
Chelsea as well?
I think Chelsea will come above Man United this season. They're not playing that bad. They're honestly not.
But just to stick to Man United, they could potentially. Onana could reverse his international retirement and go to African Cup of Nations.
Could. Do you think he's allowed to?
Yeah. FIFA have got very tight with what you can and can't do around international contracts.
I know, but forget FIFA. Because he's allowed to. But like, the club bought a man that's...
No, if I buy
retired.
A goalkeeper,
yeah.
I'm buying you under that understanding.
You get me?
You can play at World Cups.
The club bought a man that's internationally retired, bro. You can't just in November say, bro, boss, I think in January I'm going to go over there, you know.
You got to know the makeup of the man. He's a madman. He's a madman. That's what you bought. It's your fault, boy. Oh, no, for me anyway. He's up here. There's a couple of... There's things missing, bro.
Jordy, what's going on with your team right now? What's happening? What's it looking like? Because right now, it's scary times.
Ah, man, we've come into the international break with a good win, you know.
Who did you beat last?
Brentford.
Brentford, that's it, yeah.
Ooh. That win.
I know. We had a goal disallowed, though. I didn't know that, by the way.
Scott McTominay, though. I don't know who Erik ten Hag thinks he is not playing Scott McTominay.
Facts.
Do you see what he did against Spain the other day?
Yeah, but that's not who he is in the United States.
He just scored two goals for you to win against Brentford.
Yeah,
some
cool
respect.
That's your evidence now. It's not your evidence before that game happened, though.
They should really sell that club, though. I feel like the Glazers are the ones that let me down.
I mean, we almost did. Apparently, we're not now.
Wait, when do you mean? They said yesterday it's not happening.
It's not happening now.
That's what I mean. Is like, that's the problem, is the...
You can't blame that for everything,
no,
though, man.
That is the problem. That is the problem. Yeah. But Tottenham fans will tell you that's their problem at Tottenham as well. They ain't got... What's the excuse?
Yeah, but they got a new ground, so it's like a bit more of a different vibe.
Bro, Tottenham fans will tell you that that club needed to be sold 15 years ago. The first time they got Champions League, they should have been sold. Now, they are top of the league. Football's fun. They've got players that they love. They feel like a Tottenham that they were 10 years ago. Manchester United still blaming the owners, and I get it. It's the owners' fault. Here's the messed up thing, it's a weak argument. You can't have balance these days. The Glazers are shocking owners. The whole thing top down is horrendous. That can't excuse what I watch on TV every week
at all. Like, I can excuse if it means you don't win the league a couple of seasons. You're like, all right, fair enough. But the performances that are happening right now, we're talking about Man United getting Europa League next year. That's shocking.
Unless the
bro.
Glazers are bringing in like Tampa Bay defensive coordinators to come and run training regimes for Man United.
I've never blamed the Glazers. You know, I've never mentioned
no,
them.
But ownership doesn't really come.
That's
up
not my story.
I don't think ownership.
I don't even think Margs does that. After a while, you got to blame the manager, though, man. You got to blame the person that's in charge of the crop of players.
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, who
it's
are you?
Ten Hag.
Like, what type of message are you sending out? Because everyone keeps
I don't know
blaming
what Ten
the players.
Doing. I don't know what Ten Hag.
All this Jadon Sancho stuff, all them out and out Ronaldo and all this stuff. No, I'm just saying.
Did
it,
I see that
Donny
van der Beek hasn't started a game in the league for 18 months or something.
It's poor management.
Yeah, but that's not cool name. Ten Hag's fault.
No, it's definitely not. I just think it's very interesting, the Man United effect.
That we make players.
You seem to.
Yes.
Bruv, Rashford's got the same amount of goals and assists as Havertz.
We know that'll pick up though.
Yeah, but that's going to change. That's going to change.
That's definitely
sure.
going to change. But that's poor. That's down to poor management.
Was Ten Hag a good manager last year when Rashford scored a lot of goals?
Yeah, he was. Rashford was a good player. He's a good player now. But Ten Hag's obviously tinkered with the formation.
I shouldn't say Ten Hag's a bad manager. I'm just saying the circumstances are bigger than him. I don't think he's been in circumstances like this.
It's always
that. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And what makes it worse, on television, I'm watching a grown man crumble. Grown man crumble.
He's trying to buy stars.
And with no money.
With no bread. And he needs... I said it from day one, not even on the hating vibe. I just don't think he's a good coach. I just don't think he's good enough.
So before United, did you think he was a good coach?
Ten Hag? No.
He didn't.
Is it?
I'll be real, there is footage of him saying he didn't.
No.
But it's always tough with anyone who doesn't support Man United on this show to take them seriously.
That's probably
when you're talking about Man United.
That's probably it, I'll be honest.
But then by that same token, I think Lippi's been right about every single Man United player ever, and it kills me.
Nah, Lippi ain't been right.
Who was he wrong about?
Bruno.
Yeah, but even that's subjective at this point. There's enough Man United fans out there that will tell you that Bruno's a big problem for you.
No, but everyone's divisive at United. United fans think Rashford shouldn't play.
Yeah, but judging on some of the evidence this season, maybe it's not too...
No, Rashford should have played when Rashford was playing up top.
Yeah, that was crazy. Fair enough. That was crazy.
Or on the right.
What is your manager doing?
Yeah, I don't understand the right stuff, I'll be honest. Putting Rashford on the right is mental.
Or up front. So do you still think it's like playing Martinelli up front.
You can do it.
You can't do
no,
it.
No, you can't do it, bro.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to
see it.
Stay Man United.
But he can, if worse comes to worse, I can. He can do it.
But
I
when worse comes to worse, he bought Trossard and put him there.
It didn't work up front, cuz. But Man United, I don't
know. Zerbi.
That's what you need.
He ain't going over there, man.
Why not?
He's quite dynamic.
Hoyland is very much in his profile forward. But Alessandro Martinez would be good for him at centre back.
Not Edison, Ferguson. Yeah, Ferguson, Hoyland. I could see the comparison. He would go there. That's a big jump for him.
But
that's a massive jump.
That would be Butters.
What? Getting De Zerbi?
Getting De Zerbi, yeah.
Why? Because he's doing good at Brighton?
Yeah, and because it's a complete switch. And it's like, even second season syndrome for De Zerbi, he's been up and down this season.
Still better than
Lost Caicedo. Yeah, still better than Ten Hag, that's facts.
All right. Can I ask Vuj a question now? Vuj.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
What about them?
I don't even know if he supports them anymore.
So you don't know what they're missing? You don't think they're missing?
I like that Szoboszlai guy.
He is incredible.
Szoboszlai,
I think he's
a great
signing. He's the best signing overall this season.
Brilliant.
Nah.
So what's that? It's crazy.
Ooh. He's not better than James Maddison this season.
Declan Rice has got a claim for that.
I don't know. I think Szoboszlai.
Madison, Szoboszlai and Rice have been
good midfielders.
I say Madison has been. He's going brazen.
Mickey Van Der Ven as well. Mickey Van Der Ven.
Liverpool get Champions League though. They'll get top four. That'll be fun.
Victor.
Yeah, they'll probably challenge as well.
All right, but you know what we ain't talked
challenge.
About?
Challenge.
Wait. Do you know what we ain't talked about? When Liverpool tried to get a replay.
That stinks.
That is
man.
So Liverpool though.
I think we need to publicly as a group condemn that move.
When Liverpool when something like this, they try to call police on that.
Every time.
Yeah, really they try to call police.
I don't know why they do that.
No, but if you deep it though, it was a goal, which was there was a clear VAR.
It happens.
Right? It happens.
No, it no shit happens, but it's a goal, bro.
Yeah, but replay.
But even when who
replay.
They wrote a letter to the MP.
Did
which
they?
One?
Andy Burnham.
I don't know him.
I think he's the mayor of Manchester, actually.
Remember that? Who was it that caught the ball and it went into the net?
No, do you know what? Back in the day, Arsenal had a replay when I think we were meant to throw it off.
Arsenal gave a replay
against Sheffield United. And then we still beat them again 2-0. It didn't even matter anyway.
And look who was playing, Sheffield United, so we felt sorry for them.
Or start from that moment of the game. I don't replay the whole game.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, man.
What is these rules?
What's this?
Would you start making new rules, innit?
Boys, Alexis McAllister.
Playing bad.
Really?
Playing bad.
But he's a baller though.
He is.
But he ain't got no DM.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
He ain't got no DM.
The plan was to have a Lavia or
Casado.
Casado.
Also, you're judging a midfielder. I swear Liverpool had two guys sent off in the space of four games or something like that. So you can't even get a flow together.
No, I've judged him.
You're looking at Szoboszlai.
I've judged him since Liverpool's
Chelsea. He's not a six though.
Liverpool Chelsea first.
He was bad against Brighton.
He's bad against
Brighton. Liverpool Chelsea the first game of the season. I've judged him since then.
He was bad. Yeah. It was bad that game. He was bad. But
he needs
I think
a DM, Jordan. He needs a DM. Because when he had Casado in there, he was flourishing.
What else have we learned?
I thought they bought a DM.
I think we've learned that these are the worst prepared promoted teams.
Oh my
ever.
God.
We've learned Luton are going to get... Actually, no.
Luton are the ones, for me, that are most likely to stay up.
They'll survive for the vibes.
They can steal results. That home stadium, that is going to be difficult
to play. They're not in a relegation.
For everybody.
Bruv, they should have stole a result against Spurs.
They should have.
Yeah, they're not staying up, T. Luton ain't
they
got
were creating. They were creating chances before the red card.
But they ain't got enough, though. That's
They've
the thing.
They've got Townsend's come in. Ross Barkley. I love him, Panzu. I think... what's the striker's name?
I like the striker. He's strong.
The light-skinned guy.
Nah.
Adebayo. He's a left
Adebayo.
Winger.
It's Adebayo.
Adebayo.
He scored the banger in the playoffs, didn't
it? Yes.
I think he's class.
Where's Everton? They have to go.
But all those teams above them now, all those rubbish teams, they're just taking a skip for the season. They don't have to do anything.
I think, boys, Vincent Kompany is out of his depth.
I don't think so.
He's the best out of the three promoted managers. Yeah, no, Burnley, listen, it's tough. It's a tough ask. Because his philosophy is young and make sure you kick ball in it.
They had a plan.
You know, when you're desperate to stay up, eventually it's got to change to
He's got
to change.
He has to change.
To.
He does.
Have to.
No, you can't fight fire with fire with every team in the Prem. You can't, Tigo.
Well, he's not fighting fire with fire.
He is. He's trying all out attack.
He's just trying to kick ball against teams.
And
that
you can't do that
well.
Playing at the back. Sometimes go long. You're new playing.
Miles,
team.
I'll be honest, you see in football, yeah, it's not gonna happen overnight. Like sometimes the patience of fans just confuses me. Styles sometimes to implement on 11 people that are playing football takes a period of time. You're saying what you're saying right now based upon what you've seen. It could change by Christmas for Burnley. They could actually start getting into a swing of things. I don't think it will, but you have to play your football.
They came to the Premier League thinking it's a bit of a bonus year. Let's buy a load of young players. Let's buy some under the radar players. Let's get them Prem ready. Let's do a season. If we go down, we go down. I don't know if Kompany will go down with them.
So they prepared for relegation.
They're all three of those teams prepared for relegation.
Luton did because they didn't buy anybody. I think Burnley. I think the way how Burnley won the league last season, and then they got this new Vincent Kompany playing style. I honestly think they believed, yeah, we got a good crack at of staying in the Premier League at least. It's gone. It's not going good.
I think if they played good ball,
last season.
If they'd have kept Weghorst and said, yeah, you know what, we know we need that presence and we could get some dynamic attacking players around him, then we can grind out some results against Everton, against Bournemouth, against then I'd say that's what they thought. To me, they think we don't want to be known as the Burnley that we were, long ball, physical, all that. We want to try and keep ball as much as possible, see if we can knock on two players to Premier League teams next summer, and next season we'll come back up again.
That's all true, but what if Weggles was just a money thing?
Then they would have bought someone else similar in his frame and his style.
Bro, I'm looking at the league right now. Bro, Bournemouth ain't even got a win. I don't know. I just think
Burnley, you mean?
No, Bournemouth ain't won.
Bournemouth ain't won. Bournemouth ain't got a win.
I thought I watched them win. Oh, no. I watched them winning against Liverpool.
Ooh, Sheffield United are out of it.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at Burnley, I'm looking at Luton, 4 points, and then Brentford are 3 points better than them. Everton are 3 points better than them. I think some of the smaller sides that have no experience here, as it carries on, they're going to grow in confidence. You see these sides like Brentford and Everton? Bro, there's only so long you can just be on one win.
But did we learn maybe that Newcastle will definitely struggle more in the Prem? Obviously, having Champions League. But they're good in the Champions League.
You know, their form in the Prem is fantastic, you know.
Is it really?
Newcastle, yeah.
They had that one wobble, I think.
Yeah, they did wobble in the middle of this season. But
do they come out of the group? Champions League?
Yeah.
Do they?
They will.
They rocked PSG,
yeah.
No, boys, it's a result. Trust me. That was their first night at home, wasn't it? Yeah. Their first Champions League night at home. Yeah, so that takes into consideration. Obviously, the fans are going to be buzzing. Players are up for it. They caught PSG cold. I think when they go to PSG,
you're putting too much.
No. I'm credit to Newcastle, but I'm just saying if they can nick one more result at home, then they've got a good chance.
Who's the fourth team in their league, in their group?
Borussia Dortmund. And I remember I said to you, Borussia Dortmund, they're going to beat them away from
Dortmund
home. They're not getting a result at Borussia Dortmund.
Dortmund
are a bit rubbish. No, but they've got some players, though. Dortmund have got some players.
That Champions League night, they are not getting a result at Borussia Dortmund, boys. They're not.
So Newcastle?
No, they're not.
They could. They could.
Definitely get a draw.
So can I just ask about Tonali? Is he guilty?
Well, that is not for us to say, Jordy.
No, but what's the... Is it we've caught you or is it allegations?
Gotcha.
It's allegations, but it seems like it's a...
He's banged to racks.
It's a RICO, yeah. It looks like it's a well-formed case.
But Newcastle, one thing we did learn, Tigo touched upon it, is their squad's kind of thin, though. I think that Man City game, we saw how vulnerable they can be if they haven't got their first 11. And now with the Premier League.
Is it thin? Is it thin?
In terms of when you get rid of Shaw and
Botman. Because there's bodies, but yeah, they're not... they're not.
It's not quality.
It's not like for like. It's not like for like.
Where, bro? In defense,
pretty much everywhere. Apart from up front, they got two. They got two good. Their midfield is very thin.
They got a better squad than Chelsea.
Guimaraes,
yeah, great.
Longstaff,
Tonali, great. Longstaff, good.
Tonali,
yep.
Willock. There's someone I'm forgetting.
Tonali, Guimaraes.
Guimaraes. Oh yeah, Longstaff. Oh, yeah, I think I named four people. And yeah, okay.
When you think that none of them is really a natural defensive midfielder,
he don't do that though.
Exactly.
He doesn't do.
But
he doesn't
do. When you take out a Bruno,
Joe Linton's in there as well, right?
Joe Linton. You take out a Bruno. And then you go, okay, what does Newcastle's midfield look like? It doesn't. It all of a sudden looks like, wow, I wish you did play with a defensive midfielder.
I guess Bruno's their Declan Rice then. You stay fit and give 90 for the whole year.
Hey, Wolves. One thing we've learned is...
Pedro Neto is a baller.
Wang.
You've loved Wang for time, though.
Hey, South Korean, yeah? My South Koreans have got it.
No, but Wang's been building for a little while. Wang's erect. Wang's erect right now.
Yeah, he's erect.
Red Star Belgrade have one as well, a South Korean player. There's something about them.
You know Wang is the most common name in the whole world, I thought for out there.
Is it Wang?
What?
Yeah, straight in there now.
Surname or name?
I just put most common name in the world the other day. Isn't I saw
Muhammad?
Wang.
It's Muhammad, no?
No, I thought it was Muhammad as well. I was saying it to prove a point and then I saw Wang, so I just put the phone close.
It's your phone, you're likely to see Wang. He's bags though, isn't it?
What are you saying? Your phone said there's bare Wangs.
Bare Wang about. Just Wanging.
Poet opens Instagram, Wang. What's that, Wang?
Oh, mate.
But yeah, Wolves, I thought they were going to be really bad this year, but actually, I didn't count on Neto just coming back and being good straight
being
away.
A flipping demon.
Who's that guy up front for them? Was it? Is it Acuna?
No, if Cunha could finish, he would be dangerous.
He's not a striker, though.
He always a cam, more like.
He's always in the
he's
right
one of them
positions.
Hybrid youths.
So it's FIFA's lying to me.
Them hybrid João Felix youths.
I've learned that... Crystal Palace cannot lose even when they've got no creative players whatsoever. That's always good. It's a nice trait to have.
I'll be honest.
I think I think I've learned that Tariq Mitchell should be at a top club. I think he's added the attacking parts to his game that weren't there 2 years ago.
I said this.
I think he looks so and he just he's so ready for any kind of attack.
Do you know what I don't like?
Never exposed.
Yeah, he's cold.
He is a flat left back.
Yeah. No, but he's added. He's getting forward a lot more now because he knows whatever comes in behind him, he's not worried by it. Yes. He always gets around.
He's cold, man. Every time Saka's gonna get some, he struggled.
I think Palace are taking a mick now, not buying a striker at this point.
Of course, 100%.
They bought so many strikers though. That's the Odson Edouard plays and Mateta plays.
It's a joke, you know. You know, I saw Odson Edouard once in Central, and for like 15 minutes, I'm still because I thought like, where have I seen you?
Wait, I was there.
I was like, are you on GRM or? Yeah, like, I don't understand.
We saw him outside JD Sports.
Oh, Odson Edouard.
No, not Odson Edouard.
What?
Huh?
Who did you say?
Edouard.
Odson Edouard.
Oh, Edouard. He said Odson Edouard. Yeah, no, I said he's not even there no more. He's at Forest.
Now, Palace have to get it right, though, man. No striker for so long is crazy. No
like
striker.
Mateta, though. He's a big, bold man. He's strong. He's strong, boy.
He used to have hair.
Where's Wissa? Wissa's there as well? Wissa?
So no, he's at Brentford.
Oh, big, bold. But he's not bold.
You're thinking of Eze?
Nah, not Eze. Eze's. Ooh, Eze. That's another thing. He's been injured.
Yeah.
So that's a big blow for him. Oh, and where's Elise?
Oh my God, he's arguing with himself.
Where are these men?
He literally just brought up Elise and said he's been injured.
Do you remember my point? What I learned that where are these Crystal men? Palace can get results without any creative players.
Yeah.
you're realizing that was on it. Tigo's right.
They haven't even had Doucouré.
That's a big shot.
And Doucouré's their best midfielder. No, Doucouré didn't play against Forest.
Palace might do something, you know.
Nah, no. Nah.
Eight. Nah, they can fight for it. On a late tip. We're here. The party finishes in 20 minutes.
Why are they broke?
Palace?
Yeah.
They've invested a lot in their training ground.
One thing I've learned about Palace, sorry, big up Specs on his show on Sky Sports, they've got a new changing room.
Oh.
They needed it.
They needed it. Last time we went there.
Yeah.
Looked like a shed.
Yeah. Strange stadium, though.
Why?
That stand. That big stand.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a great stadium.
Yeah, I like it. I like.
It's got a Sainsbury's in it.
Dear facts.
It's bottom three in the Prem.
Nah.
Oh, Luton's number one. Luton's number one.
Luton is elite.
I'm putting Luton up there.
Yeah. I don't know what you... I like these stadiums. Yeah. That you're talking about. These Luton things that you don't
bad,
like, I like them.
Stuffed.
Nah.
Brentford's character's bad. Good. No character's bad.
Brentford's bad then.
Man United's bad apparently as well, you know.
Apparently according to who?
The fans and that. Old Trafford's falling apart.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this really is about what you like about stadiums, because right. Like Craven Cottage.
I love Craven
10
Cottage.
10 out of 10.
I love it's Craven
a good atmosphere, Cottage. But it nice no, Amex, Brighton, Brentford.
I like Amex.
It's a good atmosphere.
Don't like Amex.
I mean, as a ground, it's like you know when, but you know when
Bournemouth looks rubbish. You know why it looks rubbish? Sorry to cut you off. They've got that picture there in the corner. It's been. Those guys promoted. They got you promoted 5-6 years ago. Change the faces, man.
I went to Brentford. There was rugby lines on the pitch.
There you go. Yeah,
so they got to go.
Brentford's got to go. Wolves can go. Wolves can go. Molyneux can go.
But Luton stays, man.
Luton stays, man.
Bro. I like that's a
Luton. You're walking
stadium,
through gardens, bro. Terraced houses.
Do you remember that time we did the walkthrough of Old Trafford?
Yeah.
And we walked through the tunnels.
Yeah.
Bro, that's Westway.
You might need to calm down, man.
Yeah, but it's still Old Trafford, though, man. Yeah,
brutalism is nice.
It's not brutal. It's where they've not something wasn't built properly, so they built on top of that, and then built on top of that, and built on top of that. So there's bare little like you got to walk, and then you got to duck, then you got to go left, then you got to go. It's not real.
All right, Sheikh Jassim would have went in.
No, you guys, I miss you guys.
Yeah, man. What are you doing with that channel? Because
imagine Miles just appears on the channel, renames it Miles.
Oh, that is class.
That would be so sick. Oh, if he does that, does he get a plaque?
Yeah, he can.
That is sick.
You just gotta get the code.
No, my God. Imagine.
No, my God.
Not my God.
I said, no, my God.
That's horrendous.
Have you lot seen a player you like this year?
Say that again.
A player you like?
The left winger for Burnley.
Luka Koleosho.
It's Hallian.
I've liked Tottenham centre-back.
Mackie van der Ven.
Yeah,
serious.
Man. I'm thinking, geez, they might got one already. Saliba's meant to be our like generational. Ah!
No, but Saliba's the world's best centre-back.
Oh, Ardekill.
You like him, innit?
Ardekill Burnley, I think he's class.
You probably like him.
Yeah, I think he's class.
Stupid on goal the other day.
Yeah.
I like Chelsea's right-back.
Gusto.
He looks like he's from West. Like, you get me? You know what I mean?
I was in Carnival and I saw a brother look exactly like him.
He looks like he could be from Bush.
Like, you Gusto, bro? Are you at Stamford Bridge? And then he's like, who are you talking about? And then I showed his colleagues because he's like, I don't look like him. Look just like the brother, bro.
Why were you in someone's Instagram story the other day?
Yeah.
I was on India. We got India. I was on the...
We already spoke about India on this show.
Does she know you?
Not really.
All right, cool.
So Lumos, he randomly appeared in the back of someone's Instagram story post the other day, and the caption was, who the hell is this guy?
It wasn't like that.
Whose man's is this?
It was, I'm walking on the stage, like a little stage in the middle of the dance. So I'm walking on it, and I can see she's taking out her phone to take a selfie. And like you said, I got a nice smile. I know I look good. So I just photobombed it.
I hope Miles like gets like the baddest B for a wife one day. And we're just all like, whoa.
Do you see what your story done?
Where did that
no,
come
but
from?
Do you know what I mean though? I hope he gets like Iman Haman or whatever her name is.
Who's that?
She's like an elite model and he just walks in.
No, but Miles will get that.
Let me say, God, Miles, I'm talking about Lumos.
You said Miles.
Oh, sorry, I meant Lumos.
Oh, so you don't hope that for you. Forget you.
Because, yeah, I'm sorry. No, Lumos.
Appreciate
just walks
it, yeah.
in with like the top.
Why do you hope that though?
I don't know. I just, because of the juxtaposition.
You say you like underdog stories.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Let's wrap on talk about celebrity boxing quickly.
Yeah, quick.
Because I gotta say, I think it's awful. I think the whole concept, everything's awful. And I've said it on this show, so it's very consistent. But I will say that every time that KSI comes around to fight, a Logan Paul comes around to fight, Jake Paul comes around to fight, they do an incredible job of promoting them.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like, yeah. It gets better. Their promoting gets better every time.
It looks better than some boxing promotions.
It's Matchroom DAZN, it should.
But the fights themselves.
Yeah.
Gigs came out this time though.
That was
big up Gigs.
Crazy.
But I just mean like, gigs. I wanted to know
you talk
who
about
was going to win. No.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
was going to win those
fights?
I wanted to know who was going to win the fights. I watched a clip of them looking like they were boxing. Worse than Lippy. and I was like, they got me. They made me care. Not that I care, because I don't actually care, but Logan Paul after, he won, and then he called out Rey Mysterio. I said, what are we taking this? What are we doing here?
And Rey Mysterio tweeted
him. Rey Mysterio said, yeah, man,
no,
come
he never.
US title, SmackDown.
Yeah. He said, what, you want some of this? Yeah, every Friday night, SmackDown.
King Kenny lost again.
Yes.
King Kenny fought. King Kenny was on that card, yeah?
Swarms lost bad.
Swarms got smacked
Guys,
up on one
Swarms
fight.
Lost to someone that I didn't see him face off to.
Because he was meant to fight, I think, Ryan Taylor, and Ryan Taylor pulled out for some other reason.
Oh, okay.
3 days
what,
before
the Bolton
this guy.
Player. I didn't know that.
No, not the bottom player.
The BMX guy, yeah.
Yeah, and that guy had 2 weeks' notice.
But would you do it, though? Because how much money do you 100% get if you're like an undercard, like a like lower level?
No,
undercard?
That's not the question, Vooch. Let's rephrase the question. Vooch, how much would it take?
I mean, look, someone told me boxing camp is 20-30k apparently.
To pay training. For, yeah.
So that means you got to make
You don't need that much. You got Dan there.
No. So you still got to pay Dan.
Yeah, of course. Well, not 30k.
You're so tight.
No, but deep it. Nutrition,
yeah.
Training,
yeah.
Everything, the organisation.
30 bags.
Yeah, it's 30 bags.
That's pro boxing.
Yeah, but if you lose, then you're never going to make that money again. So you might as well train like it's pro boxing.
Yeah, but I don't need 30k to knock out some of these bums.
You get 100. Get 100 to give away 30.
Yeah, you get. I'll do it for 60. I'll do it for 60.
Nah, so you've what, 30 as margin or 60 as margin?
You what? No, 30k profit. 30k profit.
Nah, okay, you're worth more than that, Vooch.
No, but because think about it. You're getting to train your body as well. So you get mad fit. So I'm looking at it from that angle.
But okay, how about this, Vooch? But Vooch, you're training for 3 months. So all you're getting paid is 10 bags a month.
Yeah, that's right. That's not bad, isn't it?
No, you've made that, man.
No, but I know, but it's not bad.
Yeah, but who's Vooch fighting to make it worth more than 30k?
AJ Shabil.
That height difference.
They're the same weight class, though.
Yeah.
Okay, say for instance, like a Cal Freezy.
That's a good fight.
Him, same height and stature.
Vooch, you're not Cal Freezy's level.
In what way? Boxing?
Fame.
No, but okay, fair play, but...
Oh, he was about to say, I could knock him out.
I'll beat up Cal Freezy. All right, Cal, he's coming.
What about Poet? Oh, me and Poet, that's good for the view.
Brother, let me tell you something right now.
And the promo on that would be...
That would be the biggest...
12 out of 10.
What? We could build it up as well. You know we could sell a story.
Why they fell out.
Oh, imagine Poet's podcast tour. Poet's podcast tour on ZZ Mills. The inside truth.
Half cast, he'd kill me every week.
Oh, every week.
But I just go like ghost, as always, and I'd just be like undercover. I don't know. Come back, wham.
Well, Poet said a word, you know.
To me, that's the only point of celebrity boxing is storylines.
It's storylines.
All this, like, I've got 400,000 YouTube subscribers and he's got a viral TikTok. We're going to punch each other. Why watch this?
Watch this, Paul. You have to take this fight with Vooch, yeah? And he has to knock you out for first round. One bang, but you get 450.
What?
450 bags. What do I get?
Brother.
See? He doesn't want it.
No.
What?
I'm not on this team.
Poet, you might as well take... Poet, you know what? Poet.
On
Poet.
A Sandro Tonali thing.
Poet, you know what?
I am not
You might
on
as well
that.
Take it because the odds are on Vooch anyway to win. So you might
really?
As well...
Oh, wow.
Miles has got good at this as of recent.
That's good. That's a quick 450 for me. Well, all right, cool.
Why don't you fight Dan?
Oh, for the money, 100%. 100%. I'd fight anyone for the bread. On a KSI card. I'll fight anyone KSI.
What's your price then?
What's my price? What do you think it is?
Is it based on how popular each other person is? Or is it based
your
on like
pay
level?
Based
it's popularity.
Yeah, 100%.
But you're Vooch, bro. You can pull, bro.
Don Strapsy tweeted that he'd fight. And I was like,
Don Strapsy's been training for a fight that hasn't come for a year and a half now. Straps, when are you actually going to fight someone?
Me and him fighting would be cool.
Now you can't. That's unfair because he's been training for a year.
Yeah, for like undercard.
Don Strapsy can fight though.
Yeah, he'd probably beat me up, but fuck it.
and he's too nice.
But so am I.
Yeah,
that's why
so
it works.
You wouldn't hype the fight. You'd have to tap into your nasty side.
But that's what would make it good.
That's why Big G's class, because Big G knows how to be a bad guy.
Oh, that could be a fight.
Oh, Vooch versus Big G.
Battle of the keepers.
Battle of the keepers.
I might raise my like to 150k. Then.
Should it be versus Uganda?
No, 150k then. Then I'll want 100k.
Because you know he's knocking you out.
100, he's probably yeah.
But you again, never know. But this is the problem, Vooch. No one's booking you because you won't embrace the role of marketing a fight,
brother. Bouncer and Arms done MMA,
if you want to call it that.
I just remembered that it wasn't boxing.
Yeah, MMA.
Bouncer used to box.
Didn't Bouncer do a boxing one though?
He done a boxing card. Lippy won his belt on it and never fought again.
Who could Lumos fight?
Who could Lumos fight?
Lumos has been fighting
DT.
DT Lumos. Ooh, that's decent.
No, that wouldn't AFTV. That wouldn't be a fight.
Oh
no! It literally wouldn't be a fight.
Oh,
because he wouldn't be allowed in the building. Too many kids in the crowd.
I've been calling out Lippy.
You'd fight Lippy?
I called out Lippy a long time ago. He's not on it.
It does sound kind of fun though, the more I think about it.
Robbie versus Tigo?
Ooh. Throw up. I
Tigo,
like that.
Tigo's been fighting the timeline all weekend. The junk.
Tigo versus the timeline.
Tigo versus Twitter.
Just you tweeting.
But this thing about Twitter, because you know you can slap up everyone on Twitter, it is like you are slapping everyone on Twitter.
John Stones got them lot mad at
him. So fuming.
There's only one fight for Moz.
Who? Taser Black?
No, I won't fight Taser. It's my bridge.
You Taser.
I would never fight Taser, my friend. He's my bridge.
Go on, who is it?
If it's that has to be for a big
fight. It's Philly.
Oh, yeah, Philly Miles, yeah.
I like that.
That's a big fight.
Specs and Ty, Arsenal fan TV. Is it Ty?
Specs, no, we shouldn't get Specs. Specs can punch hard, though, you know.
Is it? Why? Who did he punch?
He used the box.
I wouldn't want to see Specs fight, because if I see a man bang Specs, and I'm gonna, my name has to jump in the ring, bro.
Well, not in a boxing match. You gotta let him have, gotta let man have a box. Like, so if I see someone tackle Dan, I'm jumping on the pitch. No, you gotta let him get tackled.
No, I can't see. I can't watch Specs get punched up, man. But next year we need to try get on one of them fighting cards. One of us.
Though. I think one should.
I think celebrity or influencer wrestling is a bigger deal than influencer boxing.
But don't you need, do you need a bit more technique for wrestling than you do boxing? Because bad boxing is hard to watch. Bad coach, wrestling.
If you're training for 3 months for a boxing match, imagine how sick your match would be if you trained three months on a match, a wrestling match.
Ooh.
You see what Logan Paul's doing in WWE?
It's like choreography. Routine.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Logan Paul's amazing.
Logan Paul, he's cold. He's a superstar. He's better than some of the guys who've been in it for years.
All right, boys. That's fine. International break. Specs is dealing with a family bereavement this week. Margs is in Turkey.
Oh, is he?
Remember last time he went, came back with new teeth? This time he's coming back with
a hairline
and a six pack.
Ooh.
Filthy@5.com, NordVPN link in the description. Thank you everybody for coming.
Trust me, NordVPN, you need it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.